Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
When the kids taste this sweet apple juice, they just can't say no.
When the youngsters try this spicy hot sauce, it leaves them with a burning desire.
When they savor these ice cream flavors, they come running back for more.
Tobacco and vape companies are targeting our kids with flavors they love and packaging that's irresistible.
Kids will try anything.
Just add the right flavor.
That's not okay. Join the fight to protect our kids at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Where does your milk come from? Hi, I'm Kristen, an Oklahoma dairy farmer. My family and I take pride in providing you and your family with a safe, wholesome, nutritious, but most importantly, delicious dairy foods. Yep, right here in your home state. It can't get any fresher or more local than that. Learn more about where your dairy foods come from at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
What an exciting time to be involved with the markets. Of course, there's things all over the place. We finished with the April live cattle higher today, up $1.45 at $94.25, an over $10 rally here as that is trying to rally back and meet the cash. We're now in the delivery period for the live cattle, the April live cattle specifically. We had some cash trade early this week, up at about 105, and currently the April live cattle around 94. So still got some room to go in order to meet that convergence level there between the futures and the cash market. Feeder cattle were mixed as well. We had April down $1.15 at $118.72. May's 85 lower, while August, on the other hand, with summer cattle 55 higher at $128.10. So you've seen a lot of spread action here as people trade the various months. Of course, the April live cattle being up $1.45 and the June's down $2.10 is quite a big move there for that spread. That spread went the other way around last week, where the April was under pressure and June wasn't. It's just amazing how much those things can move in between the different months. Box beef here at midday, it's been selling off. Choice was actually up $1.30 at $223.65. Select down $3.34 at $208.43.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
P&K knows these are extraordinary times, but after 40 years, we know how resilient our community can be. The health and safety of our customers and employees are our top priority. But we also know that the grass will still grow, our animals will still need care, and your equipment still needs to run. P&K is meeting the needs of our customers online, from choosing a tractor and securing financing to ordering parts and scheduling service. Visit our website or call one of our stores. P&K Equipment and John Deere have been and will continue to be here for our customers. They promise that we'll not change.
This morning we had a USDA April crop supply and demand report. Quick summary here, and looked bearish across the board. The wheat ending stocks were 970 million bushels. We were looking for 940. Corn of 2.09 billion bushels, looking for right at 2 billion. And soybeans were 480 million bushels, while the market was looking for 430. So ending stocks were lower across the board here, or higher rather across the board here, bearish the market for the April report. Looking at the world level, wheat was 292 million tons and looking for 287. So it's bearish wheat. Corn was 303 million tons, looking for 298. And then soybeans were actually lower at 100.45, and they were looking for 101. South American production, they upped the corn in Argentina, lowered the beans a little bit, upped the corn and beans in Brazil. So that report was actually overall considered a little bit negative, but the market was a little stronger, 1 to 2 higher in corn today, 8 to 9 higher in the soybean, Chicago wheat up 10, Kansas City wheat up about 14. Currently, the Dow Jones is up 320 points at 23,564, in one of the biggest increases, 1 week increases we've seen in the stock market in history.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for your line of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.